This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
All right, Santa Baby Baby. Good to have you with us. Not my favorite tune, but a good one, nonetheless. Nice to have you with us. Hour number two underway here on a Tuesday afternoon, 2 days before Christmas. Happy holidays, everybody. Good to have you with us. If you're off this week, which, you know, is half the DMV, between the government and schools and all that, God love you. I mean, I don't know what it's like to have time off at this time. Last year, I took like 2 days off, and it was weird. It killed me. I wound up working. So this year, we're taking Thursday off. I am protesting by not going to the game. A, the game means absolutely nothing. B, the NFL should not be playing on Christmas Day. Go screw, is what I say. An absolute just horror show. Think about those games on Thursday. Cowboys, Commanders at 1. The nighttime game, the Kansas City Chiefs are going to be on quarterback number 3. So are the Commanders, by the way. And they're playing Denver, which obviously has something to play for, so at least they get a break there. The Cowboys, Commanders, nothing to play for there. And what's the other game? Lions, Packers? Is that what it is? Lions somebody. I got to check. There's so many games on, you can't keep track. Lions Vikings. So the Vikings are already eliminated and the Lions have like a 3% chance to make the playoff. So basically 4 out of the 6 teams that are playing are already eliminated, and 5 out of the 6 virtually have no chance. And obviously a loss by the Lions at Minnesota would eliminate them. And even with a win, they would need some help. I mean, Christmas Day, disaster. All right. So we ended hour number one by saying, look, the 49ers, who won last night, going away, beat Indianapolis, 2 wins more, and they lock up the 1 seed and home field and all that stuff, right? That's great. That's great. It doesn't guarantee them anything, but that's great. But they've overcome all the injuries that they've had because they've also had 9 years of making mistakes to build this thing. So I know that's not the way it works everywhere. But let's remember when we're cutting down Adam Peters and Dan Quinn for mistakes, and they have made some mistakes. You know, the 49ers have made a ton of mistakes too. A ton might be strong. They made a bunch of big, big, big mistakes. Trey Lance, that trade up. Trey Lance, the player. Disaster. Solomon Thomas, Reuben Foster in their first year in the first round. But where they have hit is on the Fred Werners, the George Kittles, the Christian McCaffrey trade, even though he's been injured a lot. When he plays, Christian McCaffrey's awesome. the Trent Williams trade. They stole him. But that wasn't a lock considering everything that was going on with Trent health-wise. And you just didn't know where he was at to play football again. But that was obviously a steal. I mean, there's so many things that have to go right in order to take that next step and in order to bounce back from the kind of injury hell that the Commanders find themselves in this year, that the 49ers find themselves in every year. And again, last year, they were nowhere close to the playoffs. This year, they might have the one seed. You know, every year is different. I'm not saying anything is exactly the same, but they had a ton of injuries last year, ton of injuries this year. Last year, they weren't even close. This year, they're going to possibly be the one seed. All right, 301-230-0980. Let's get out to you. On the phones for the first time today, anything that we've talked about, obviously, on the table. Tress Way, as well, making the Pro Bowl. Couple of alternates in Nick Ballore and Jalen Lane. So all three special teamers, nobody on offense, nobody on defense, whatever you want to get into in that regard. Let's say hello to our guy, AA, MCO, Athan in Annapolis. What's up, AA?
Hey, bud, first thing, they could have gotten first-round picks for Trent and Kirk. Ownership said no, and then when it came back to trading Trent Williams, all the other teams flipped the bird to Bruce Allen saying, oh, you said you weren't going to trade him before because it was a Shanahan thing before, and then they ended up trading him for a third. So it was just malpractice there. And anybody who thinks the Shanahans did somebody wrong here, look at the coaching staff they had here. Look at the position they were put in where you're told coming in you're going to have autonomy on the roster and everything, and then you have Donovan McNabb shoved down your throat, and then you have, you know, we want to do the Robert Griffin trade, and then everything else snowballed from there. So people need to look at the facts when they look at that kind of stuff, okay? The second thing is our depth sucks because of the whiff draft picks that goes back to the Rivera era. And it's fair to say that at least Johnny Newton as of right now is a bust. It looks like Ben Sinnes is going to be like a fullback, and I think Sanders still is going to end up being a pretty good player. But we have little to no speed on this team, and that's where the big boy pants have to be put on now going into this offseason, because this season wasn't good enough. What they put on this team wasn't good enough. And the other thing that has to be looked at is their training camp and the way they practice. Mm-hmm. It just kind of all goes one and one. You can have all the talent in the world on the field. If you don't practice hard, it's just like years ago when Steve Spurrier coached this team and he looked outside a Redskins Park window. He goes, what's that? It was sleeting outside. Never seen sleet in his life because he's from Florida.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, well, we're going to lift weights today, guys. And Marvin Lewis goes, no, coach, we got to practice.
Well, Spurrier used to like miss Friday practices from what I'm told to go golfing.
Well, yeah, well, what's allowed will repeat itself, though, you know, in any aspect of life. So, you know, look what was in charge here before. That doesn't exist anymore. I know it's not the popular answer, but Adam Peters is a B, as in boy, general manager right now. He whiffed on the Lattimore trade, but the Tunsil trade was good. He's gotten the quarterback right, we think. He's added some pieces here and there. When you take over a completely broken and dysfunctional situation, it takes time to turn around. But again, to my point, he's got to hit this offseason on free agency and the draft. They've got to get these picks right and find a way also to get a second-round pick because they just have too many needs.
The only way they're getting a second-round pick is that they trade back in the first round. That's it. And it's got to be the right scenario. Yeah. They also, listen, they've had plenty of opportunities to trade back and to move around the board, and they've bypassed a bunch of them and said the value wasn't right. Sometimes you might have to drop your expectations a little bit. You might have to drop your asking price a little bit if you truly want to move back, if you truly want to move around. And ironically, the one time they moved, it seemed like it was a bad move because they got Sandra Still in Senate, and they gave away Cooper DeJean.
Hey, Chris, but speaking of expectations, not to go off the subject real quick, how the hell do you not know these are a few of my favorite things from The Sound of Music? That's like a Christmas song that Diana Ross.
I know the song. I didn't know that was from The Sound of Music. Come on.
That was my guess. I called in specifically. I called in twice today, once to tell AMAC. I guarantee it's like five different people have sung that song. That's what it is. And I was so far off, I whiffed like Adam Peters or Ron Rivera, excuse me, whiffed on his four first-round draft.
Ba-dum-bum. Thank you, Double A. Appreciate you as always, buddy. Good to hear from you. Let's go to Jason and Laurel next up. What up, Jace? How are you? Happy holidays, pal.
Happy holidays, man. Merry Christmas to you, AMAC, the family, daughters, sons. I hope everybody's cool.
Thank you. Love same to you, brother.
So, I guess we're on two. I told AMAC Santa Baby or Baby's Cold Outside because they're both kind of quirky Christmas songs.
Yeah. I love both of those, but that's not it.
Well, now I'm intrigued. So this is good radio, Chris, because I have no idea what it is, but I'm intrigued.
Right. Well, that was the whole point. That was the whole point of me trying to, get AMAC to guess to see how well he didn't know me, because I know he doesn't know this, and also to see who else I could stump.
Yeah, I'm confused. I'm piggybacking on what our boy Aaron just said. You know, I think Peters has done a good job stands the Lattimore trade. I just think it's too early to grade his draft picks. And I think it is important. This is an important offseason. And I'd like to see more picks. I don't know how the heck we're going to do that. I actually think it's a good point. You look at the Shanahan tree, you know, somebody who I think has talent sort of like you. And look at all the head coaches that were part of this organization before they were head coaches. And we didn't get anything for any of them. Mm-hmm. You know, we didn't really get anything for Cousins. You know, what we got for Trent was, malpractice is the word he used, and I'd agree with that. It's just terrible. You know, you look back at it, I think Shanahan's responsible for Cousins and Trent Williams. And it's my opinion, in the last 30 years, I think those are our best two draft choices by longevity and production. I don't think you can grade the two for Peters yet, but those are probably our best two draft choices. And Shanahan gave us those.
Yeah, it's almost virtually impossible to disagree with that. And yet, because people have a predisposed notion against Kirk, they don't think that. They will think that about Trent, even though it didn't end great here. But they will think that about Trent. And, you know, look, Trent wasn't perfect. Trent made some mistakes.
People forget all the cannabis stuff, and now that it's legal, that's not as big of a deal. But that was a problem his first couple years.
Right. But he was also, in general, immature. He was late to meetings, all that stuff. And he got away with some of it.
You know, I think Trent is a good example of this. I like that we have a lot of good guys on the team. I do think that's important. But I do think, you know, like when Gibbs ran the show, we had a lot of choir boys. But you also had Dexter Manley. He was not a choir boy. You've got to have a few guys like that on your football team. And I want to leave you with this because I know we're in a rush. I hope. I love Adam Peters.
Jason's funny. I know we're in a rush.
No, Brandon and Nuke. Please champion that for me. That would be the only thing that'll make me discouraged about Peters is if he brings a Nuke here. I don't know if you saw that video I sent to you.
Oh, yeah. I was mentioning that at the beginning of the show, and I think I mentioned it yesterday. I mean, they're driving 95 miles an hour outside of Levi Stadium. Go scratch. Go in a dark hole and never come out. There's no chance I want that guy.
It's another thing to drive like that and record it. I have no idea what that guy's about. It just scares the heck out of me. Chris, I love the show. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Same
I hope
to you,
you
Jason.
And your family are blessed.
Appreciate you. Thank you, as always. I appreciate it. Jason's funny. I know we're in a rush here. Yes, we're trying to be quicker on the phones. We're trying to turn over less wait time, less time on it. Why are you shaking your head?
Because that lasted for like a day.
I think it's been quicker. I think the pace has been quicker. I mean, I'm not sitting here with a stopwatch or anything, but I think the pace has been quicker.
You don't. Who we got next? Pick your poison, Rooster.
I don't know. These two guys are long-winded. Can we shoehorn in Paulie? What do you think? We should break? Yeah. All right. We'll have to get both of them in on the other side. And, like, give them a stopwatch. I mean, Paulie calls all the time. We don't hear from AP and, you know, every day. And AP is much nicer than Paulie. They're next. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
See, AMAC, if you were in here during the commercial break, you would have heard my favorite Christmas song and my favorite version. I was playing it loud and proud, but you were too busy chopping it up with Cowboy Bob.
I have to do things in the middle of commercial breaks, Rooster.
It's a fair point. I mean, Cowboy Bob keeps you busy.
Cowboy B just happens to be in here, so we talk.
Wait, did you just reveal something?
His name?
It's not Cowboy Bob?
No, apparently not.
Wow.
There goes the veil.
Damn. By the way, the remote control in here absolutely sucks. It's so slow. It gets jammed up, so you can't, like, scan through the channels or the guide. All I was trying to do was put on Jeff Brohm's final game as Louisville head coach. Ooh. Yeah, there's hot rumors that after today's game, Jeff Brohm heading to Michigan. We'll see. Kenny Dillingham decided to stay at Arizona State.
Yeah. Wow, so, you just broke news, Rooster.
Well, I don't know if I'm breaking news. I'm just saying there's hot rumors that
I hadn't heard that.
You hadn't heard that at all?
No.
Yeah, that was the big rumor going around last night, this morning, overnight, whenever it was, that Jeff Brohm was going to leave for he was going to leave his alma mater, right? He's a Louisville alum, I believe, or he's from Louisville or something like that. They're up 7-0 over Toledo in the Boca Raton Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, he's from Louisville, Kentucky, and did go to Louisville as well.
Okay, that's what I thought. One of those two, I thought. But, I mean, I don't know if that's going to happen. I mean, a lot of times these things get floated out, and they use them for leverage and getting more money and extension. But, I mean, let's face it. If you're Jeff Brohm, right? Like, you've accomplished your I'm sure, your goal, your dream, or whatever, of restoring Louisville into a very good football program, and, you know, your alma mater, this, that, and the other thing. But I mean, you can make the playoffs, but the chances that you're going to win a national championship are less at Louisville than they are at Michigan, right? Period. I don't think I'm saying anything too shocking right there. So, I mean, you know, if you're Jeff Brown, like, you got to look around and say, am I going to get an opportunity like this again? And look, I mean, Kurt Cignetti went from little old James Madison, where he did a hell of a job, to Indiana, a perennial doormat, and within 2 years, they're the number one team in the country. Right? So any coach is going to see that and say, with a bigger budget and with the opportunity on a bigger stage, I can do that too. The problem is Kurt Cignetti's basically like a once in a blue moon lifetime type situation. That doesn't work for many. Many. Not every, but many. So you got to be careful about that. All right. 301-230-0980. Let's get back to it on the phones. Let's get to our guy AP in Laurel, right here on the Team 980. Hello, AP. How are you, bud?
Acknowledge me.
One's in the air. I acknowledge you, my friend.
Seeing as we're on a pitch count here, I'm going to be quick.
Hey, I will tell you this. I am trying to, you know, keep it faster moving on the show, but AMAC gets furious at me. He's just like, Rooster, we're not living up to what we talked about. We're not living up to the standards that we set for it.
No one gets furious.
I don't want to anger Lord AMAC.
Yeah, no. You do not. You do not. He'll start throwing bougie salads at you.
No, but I'm surprised you didn't like the Temptations' Silent Night, because that's what I told A-Mac.
I liked it. I liked it. I didn't know it was the Temptations, actually. But I liked it. I grooved to it. There's no doubt. I mean, and he's doing a great job spinning what you guys want. I liked it.
Okay. But being quick here, I feel like with Adam Peters, you know, especially what happened with last year, you know, Jaden Daniels and everything, you know, we just struck gold, and, you know, the brotherhood and everything, and it all came together. And then, you know, as I've been saying this season, Chicago is what we were last year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but obviously they definitely put some pieces around Caleb Williams to help bolster that offense. And then maybe, you know, our guy Johnson is a quarterback whisperer. But I also feel like Adam Peters is just coming from a situation being in San Francisco where he was just coming from a product of a good environment. And I'm pretty sure he had a hand in the decision, but wasn't the guy who mm-hmm. made the outright decision to hit on the draft picks that they hit on and or miss.
Yep.
You know, I mean, we all saw Trey Lance. That was a debacle in itself. But, you know, as much as I have been one to criticize Adam Peters with just how we built this roster this year, I'm going to definitely sit back and wait and see what he does in the offseason, because even though our guy Ron Rivera left the cupboard bare, I still feel like now at this point we can get away from that. We can stop blaming Ron, and we got to hold Adam Peters accountable, especially for what he's doing now, because he's had 2 years, and the draft pick that he's gotten, he's made, not Ron. So I'm definitely just, you know, I'm going to be passive. I'm going to, you know, just wait and see, but we got to start holding Adam accountable now.
Yeah. Thank you, AP. Happy holidays, brother. Appreciate you as always. I think Adam Peters is being held accountable. You know, people look at Brandon Coleman and say, people look at Johnny Newton and say, people look at, Ben Sinnott, Mikey Sanders, still all over the place on that. and so on and so forth. And the Marshawn Lattimore trade is one that he's going to have a lot of trouble outliving, because then they doubled down and made the Laremy Tunsil trade. And while the Tunsil trade worked out, it didn't help them get better. And it increased the void of what they already didn't have. So he's going to have to do a lot of diligent work. All right, time for a trending alert. And then we will get back to the calls. And you at 301-230-0980. And I want to get into this. The DK Metcalf ruling came down like late last night, early this morning. I don't know, whenever it was. Interesting. And that situation will lead us also into Ed Cooley, the Georgetown head coach, because two high-profile video incidents over the last couple of days, one local, one not, and how each went about them and what it means. Want to tackle that after the upcoming break. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's do a trending alert. All right, the Commanders and the Cowboys now less than 48 hours away from getting it on for a final time in the regular season. Christmas Day, 1 o'clock Eastern time, Northwest Stadium. Both teams, of course, eliminated, but the make-believe NFC East tournament continues? Don't know. Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy has been ruled out of Christmas Day. That's Thursday's game against Detroit with a hairline fracture in his hand. Meanwhile, from the Pro Bowl situation, Tress Way, the only starter named to the NFC Pro Bowl team as the punter. A couple of alternates, Jalen Lane as a return specialist, Nick Ballore as a special teams contributor. Baltimore Ravens, Denver Broncos, San Francisco 49ers, and Seattle Seahawks had six players selected for the Pro Bowl games. Remember, they play tug of war now instead of actual football. Meanwhile, tonight on ice, it is the New York Rangers in town for the first time of two visits in a week. They'll be here on New Year's Eve afternoon as well. They take on the Washington Capitals, 19-12-5, coming off of kind of a lost weekend against Detroit, 0-1-1 for the Caps. They are 19-12-5. You can listen to it, 106.7 The Fam, and the Odyssey app beginning at 6:45, and that's what's trending.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is another excellent choice. I mean, if this doesn't get you in a festive mood, I don't know what will. You don't like this one either, Cowboy? I mean, A-Mac?
No, I was just telling Cowboy B how much I love this song.
How much and you love this song?
Yeah. No, what? I'm lying. I was telling him this isn't my bag. Like, I would. It sounds like a good song, but I just wouldn't have, like, pulled this. Like, if you asked me top 10, I wouldn't have pulled this one out.
Like, what's wrong with this tune?
Nothing's wrong with it. It's just not my bad. I'm not aware of you won't.
What are you aware of when it comes to Christmas music?
Yeah, I got something for you. Like, The Temptations. Uh-huh. I definitely know that one. I think everything that was played so far, most of it, I'm aware of.
If I asked you for your favorite Christmas tune, do you have one?
Yeah. This Christmas, is it Nat King Cole who did the original one?
I don't know.
What did Nat King Cole do?
I think Nat King Cole did, was it Silent Night?
The Christmas song.
Oh.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
So you like that? I don't envision you liking that because that's slow and
I love a
old.
Good ballad.
You do?
Yeah, I love a good ballad.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Maybe I don't know you. I mean, that's weird. All right. You still haven't guessed it. Nobody's guessed it that I've seen. Maybe I'm not paying enough attention to Twitter. I don't know. But let's see if Paulie knows. Probably not because Paulie just, just shouts at me about random things. Hello, Paulie. How are you?
Hell to the W, man. Now, you don't know black people.
You don't know black people, bro.
Silent Night, Temptations. All right. Nat King Cole, what are you talking about, man? Run DMC, Christmas in Hollis.
Yes, we talked about that yesterday.
Hey, okay, I'm saying, man. You know what I mean? But Silent Night by the Temptations, man, that's the greatest Christmas song ever recorded.
Oh,
what are you talking about?
I don't know.
I'm telling you, bro. I walk up my mother's house and I hear that song. And I smell them greens on the pot. It's like Merry Christmas from the Temptations. That's right, baby.
There you go. Even Paulie's in a good mood and not yelling at somebody on Christmas, huh?
Oh, I was yelling at you off air because you won't shut up.
Ah. Wow. Once again, I remind you, it is my show, Paulie.
Captain Filibuster with the rules that he don't apply to himself.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, man, let's talk about this roster, man.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, I agree with a lot of what you were saying, though, when it comes to this roster and everything. But I did the 49er thing, man, if you want to compare that. Listen, they had an easier schedule this year. All right, last year, they had a murderous-type road schedule like we had this year. So the injuries, you know, they couldn't compete, just like we couldn't compete with this schedule. This year, their schedule is soft. Look at their wins. So they was able to maneuver through those injuries because they played lesser teams this year.
That's a good point. But I
will say this, in building their roster, all right, they didn't have draft picks sitting on the bench while they was playing a bunch of old guys either. Like, they drafted guys, they played guys. And the team was able to build and grow together. Remember at one point, man, they had a ferocious defense with a bunch of young guys. And you say the same thing with Tampa Bay. That's what held Tampa Bay together for so long. They had a bunch of young guys they brought in. The year they won the Super Bowl, I think they had the youngest defense in the league. So you got to, when you're making these draft picks, man, you got to play these guys. All this, you know, we draft people, and we've been playing a bunch of old guys ahead of them. I mean, I understand you want to, you know, kind of develop players. Yeah, that's cool. You can develop these players. But you got these second-round picks, third-round picks. They need to play. They need to play. And that's under Dan. That's Dan Quinn. Yeah, Adam Peters might be drafting him, but I'm pretty sure Dan Quinn has full control over who plays and who don't play. You know, so to me, a lot of that is on Dan Quinn also. Now, you want to talk about Adam Peters, right? The Lattimore trade kind of blown up in his face. They made a move. They failed. But the, like you said, and I agree with you about this, they didn't have to make that Laremy Tunsil trade. They didn't. So you're going 2 years in a row where you don't have full complement of draft picks because you made trades for a veteran player, somebody you're going to have to pay now. You know, honestly, I've been saying it all year. I would trade Laremy Tunsil, and I especially would trade him now.
I didn't realize you were on that, but you and I, because I started saying that last week, that maybe that's their way out of, like, draft pick hell, but you and I are on the same page on that. And it's not because Laremy Tunsil's not good. It's because he's your most valuable asset right now to trade and recover.
Right. Listen, I was saying that during the trade, right before the trade deadline, I was saying, man, need to trade Laremy Tunsil, man. Get these picks back.
Oh, you know what? I think I do remember that now. I think I do remember that.
They're not going to collapse from trading Laremy Tunsil. Did Houston collapse? Don't seem like they did. You know what I mean? And you drafted a guy last year. And Brandon Coleman at left tackle. He played pretty well last year. And you drafted a guy this year, Connerly, who was a left tackle in Oregon. That was part of the reason why he struggled early on in the season, because he flipped to the other side of the line, where he was dominant in college. Well, maybe not dominant, but a hell of a player in college, you know, on the left side. And then you draft him, you flip him to the other side because you trade for another guy. So, like I said, Laremy Tunsil, I'll be floating his name throughout this whole this offseason, seeing what I can get back for him, because the team is not going to collapse. We need these picks, and on top of needing these picks, when they're making these picks, they need to play these players and stop with the BS, man. You want a young team to grow with Jaden. That's how you want this. That's how you build a team.
Look,
the Cowboys back in the day. You know what I mean? Like I said, man, that's how you do it, man. Hail to the W, man. Merry Christmas, man. I love you all, man. A-Max, my guy, man. Let me hear some Run DMC, man. I want to hear that a little.
All right, Paul. Happy holidays. I don't think we've played the Run DMC, have we? Have we played that? I don't remember that.
No, we have not.
They played that at the Holiday Hoot Nanny that I went to for Old Crow Medicine Show last Tuesday night at Capital One Theater or whatever it is. 301-230-0980. Let's get to... Oh, you know what? I was supposed to go to Roberto. Is this our guy, Roberto, who used to call in all the time that we never hear from? Is that you?
Yep.
Oh, wow. What a surprise.
How you doing, Rooster?
How are you, pal?
I'm doing good. Since I retired, I don't drive as much.
I know you said that.
I'm not on the radio as much.
Right. But it's just been a long time since we've heard from you. So I apologize. Sure. And there was a note that said you wanted to go before Paulie because you're better than Paulie. And I understand that. I agree with that assessment.
I'll be out of the way quicker than Paulie. That's all.
I'm just teasing. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Paulie. Happy holidays for you too, and for all the old timers at that 980. I miss y'all. I miss you, Russell. And it's been great.
We miss you too.
It's been great, and I'm going to be calling more often now because I'm back driving a little more often now. So yes, I will.
Well, be safe. Glad to have you back.
Yes, sir. And please have a happy holiday.
Yes.
And my favorite song is "Joyful, Joyful," the Sister Act version.
Joyful, Joyful.
Sister Act 2 version.
Oh!
Joyful, Joyful, yeah.
Now I know.
It up, yeah.
Now I know. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, listen.
Have a blessed one, my brother.
You too. Be safe. It's great to have you back aboard, and hope everything is good. You're always one of our favorites, and I know, you know, Pete loved you, and, you know.
I miss my man Peter. Yeah. May he rest in peace. Listen, also, I'm on WPFW on Sunday nights, 8 to 10, doing a Brazilian show. So I'm on the radio too.
Well, send me a link. I'll try and check it out if I get. That's a hard time during football season, especially. But I'll try.
I'll feel you, baby. Take it easy.
Sounds good. Thank you, Roberto. Happy holidays and welcome back. All right, tell you what, we're gonna do. Take a quick time out. I just put. So before, you know, I was talking about how all the teams are eliminated on Christmas. Ari Myrov, who, like, doesn't sleep and who lurks 24 hours a day, just tweeted this. The NFL Christmas schedule for Thursday includes four teams that have already been eliminated from playoff contention. We mentioned that. And there could, I mean, there's a fifth that's virtually basically alive. And he said there's a scenario where three of the starting quarterbacks could be, and it will, Marcus Mariota is not going to play, Josh Johnson of the Commanders, Max Brosmer of the Vikings, because J.J. McCarthy's already been ruled out, and Chris Oladokun, I think is how you say his name, he's the third string quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. And he's going to play on Sunday night because Mahomes is obviously out, and what's his name? God, who was it that played on Sunday for the Chiefs and hurt his knee?
Minshew.
Gardner Minshew. He's already out, even though he didn't do the ACL. Just a dreadful slate of games. Just a dreadful slate of games on Christmas Day. You all deserve it. All of you that cried for it, wanted it, ached for it, begged for it, had no problem with it. You all deserve it. You all deserve it. No offense. And yet, I'll have it on. 301-230-0980. Back in a flash. Stay with us. All right, 9 minutes in front of the top of the hour. Let me just say something that I've managed to avoid so far. A lot of people are making a big deal out of the fact that, yeah, Josh Johnson is expected to start, 39 years old. He was terrible on Saturday, as you can imagine. I mean, they had no chance when he came in. No chance. And that he's going to start and whatever, and that they brought back Jeff Driskel from Arizona's practice squad, who they chose not to sign last year, all that. And that he is apparently going to be the number two quarterback over Sam Hartman on Thursday. Listen, I'm trying to be as nice as I possibly can. The last time I saw Sam Hartman, I do not know if he's made any improvement because they don't let us watch practice. And as a matter of fact, my show coincides with practice, so there's no chance. The last time I saw Sam Hartman, not only was he not good, but he was wretched consistently. Like, zero chance. I was even surprised to some degree that they brought him back for the practice squad. I know he looks great. I know everybody loves his hair. I know he's Jaden's best friend. I don't care. He was, unless he's made significant improvement, like even in a lost cause, lost season, come on. So, let's not make that big of a deal out of this. Jeff Driskel, even though they chose to let him go and sign Josh Johnson as the third quarterback, let's go to Dr. Sabah and get Doc in here before the top of the hour. Hello, Doc. How are you?
Hey there, Christopher. Long time no hear from, Rodriguez? What's his name again?
Yes.
Dang it. I forget the name now. It was good. I remembered him from a while ago.
Yep.
Hold on. I'm just mailing something. Here, Hannah, mail that for me. Okay. So, I was wondering why. First of all, I wanted to wish you a happy Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody. All the guys, Roberto, that's his name, Roberto.
Yes.
And Aspen and Annapolis and Polly and Lap and Jonesy, all the canines out there, I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. And so I wanted to get that out of the way, first of all. Secondly, I did find it interesting why Sam Hartman isn't playing, and why didn't they go after my man Taylor Heineke? I'm just curious. So he must have given it up. He must have said, I made $19 million, I'm done. Because I don't think they're looking his way, all these teams that need quarterbacks.
Yeah, I mean.
That was my second thing. They have a third thing when you're,
Listen, I don't know the answer to that, but here's what I do know. Like, Jeff Driskel was in this system, in this building, in this terminology last year.
Yeah.
So like there is no comparison to if your option is Taylor Heineke or Jeff Driskel, you're going to go with the guy that knows the terminology in the system. Now,
why not go with the guy you kept over Driskel? Why not go with him? You kept him, and you let Driskel go. That makes no sense.
Well, that's Josh Johnson. He's starting. But are you talking about Sam Hartman?
No, not Josh Johnson. That's the other guy. That's Sam Hartman.
Sam Hartman's on the. Remember how much you love Sam Hartman?
Yeah. I want to see him play, see what he's got. He was awesome in college.
There is nobody.
Him and Drake
there is
had the biggest shootout ever. Wake Forest, Carolina.
I love
that
you, Doc, but
ridiculous.
There is nobody that likes more pedestrian quarterbacks than you. I love you, though.
Well, you never know if it's a pedestrian until you see him play.
Well, I've seen them all play, and they all are pedestrian.
Can I make a comment? You had a question earlier about why is San Francisco, through all their injuries, why did they not get hurt?
Yes.
Like we did with our injuries. I think it's because they treat all their players with respect, and they don't go out of their way to anoint somebody that is better, like make them better than the rest of the team like we do with our quarterback. Like our quarterback, when he was playing with backups, they were called trash. And then the next week when Mariota played with those same guys, all of a sudden Lane is really good and then it's okay. And, our offensive line is better. It's like, I think, number 7 in PFF. But whenever there's one backup, one guy, Terry missing at all, everybody was called trash. And I think that sets a bad precedent for the team to believe that if one guy's not playing, then nothing is going to work. And San Francisco never does that. They plug the next guy in, next man up. I mean, the other day, New England, they were on their third string right tackle, their second string left tackle and left guard. Booty was out. They have Spillane out. I mean, they literally had half their starters out. And not once did everybody go, well, Drake May's playing with trash. You know, and his wide receivers, they were last, dead last, PFF ranked preseason, 32.
Doc,
they're now ranked 4.
I think on WEEI, they're calling people trash. If you think we're too hard on people around here, we're nothing. I think they're doing that. Don't pay any attention to it. I'm telling you, Sam Hartman's not good enough. Just like the whole NFL has told you, it's not people calling people trash that Taylor Heinicke is not good enough. Not good enough. I love you, but not good enough. All right, I got to run. That's Dr. Sabah. Happy holidays. The boys over there have some food, I see. Huh, we got to go get some lunch. We got to go steal some lunch. 257, Team 980. One more hour to go here on a Tuesday afternoon, 2 days before Christmas. Good to have you with us. Happy holidays, everybody. Team 980 Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.